It's WNIC Radio. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, best wishes for a happy and prosperous new year, and welcome to the Lee Allen New Year's Eve party on WNIC Radio.
I can't believe it. It still takes him a half an hour to answer the phone.
Sir?
Never mind. Would you remember me? I work at the Troy Post Office.
Sir, your voice is fairly familiar. You wouldn't be that man that keeps looking for that card before.
Yeah, that's me.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, we got a bunch of guys working tonight at the post office.
The Troy Post Office.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir, out in Troy.
No, the Troy Post Office in Birmingham, sir.
It's New Year's Eve. What do you say? Let's forget all that just for tonight.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got a bunch of guys working tonight. You know, pushing postcards, flipping letters, licking stamps.
Sir, this is New Year's Eve. Nobody works on New Year's Eve.
Which comes to the reason for the phone call. Who's on the station tonight?
Sir, it's a big New Year's Eve party. It's live right here on the station with Lee Allen.
Hey, you guys, guess what? We gotta put up with Lee Allen again 2 years in a row. Yeah, well, you were right. And he's qualified to work on New Year's Eve.
Sir?
Lee Allen is definitely nobody.
You remember Lee Allen, sir?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Wall Lake Casino, Motown, Fine-Toed Horn.
Sir, would you mind if I asked a question? How old are you?
93. I used to listen to Lee Allen when I was a kid. Well, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, sir.
Oh, Dad, Lee Allen's on the phone.
You're kidding.
The Lee Allen? Yeah, he wants to talk to you and Steve.
Okay, hello, WNIC.
Is this Jim Harper?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is Lee Allen calling, Jim.
Hi, Lee. Steve's here, too.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Listen, is the rumor true that Jim has been telling me here?
What is the rumor?
That you're going to be joining us for a special night?
Actually, I was calling because you guys have become such good friends of mine in the past year or two. I was calling to tell you what a pleasure it's going to be this coming season, this New Year's Eve, to have New Year's Eve off and listen to the radio. I understand you're going to be on, Steve.
Wait a minute here now. That isn't how that's supposed to work.
Steve, is the rumor true that you have to work and Harper and I get to go out and party?
No, I heard it the other way around. Somehow we have miscommunication here. Things have gone afoul.
No, actually, Lee, we are counting on you to help us out on New Year's Eve again. The city is demanding that you take over this radio station on New Year's Eve.
Actually, as I said last year, I only do New Year's Eve once every 6 years, and I did it last year on New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
But 1983 has been so bad that it's been 6 years long, so I'm going to do it again this year.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
I'm going to bring all kinds of people down to the studio again, and we're going to try to bring it in the right way. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, it has been a rough year for a lot of us here in the Motor City, and we can think of no finer way to help bring in a new 1984 than with you, buddy. It would be our privilege and pleasure to have you in here again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it, and we're getting some very special things ready for everybody for New Year's Eve.
That's terrific. So it's New Year's Eve with Lee Allen on WNIC.
Steve, you get to go out and party, but Jack has to be in the studio with me.
Okay. I think he'd go for that, wouldn't he, Jim?
Yeah, Jack, you won't mind, will you?
What?
Hanging out with Lee Allen 7 to midnight on New Year's Eve?
I'd love it, Dad.
It'd be great.
Yeah, be good to be with a professional for a change.
Hello, Lee Allen.
Oh, God, you know what? You just made my New Year great.
Well, I'm glad.
I remember listening to you back in the 60s when I was just a little kid, and I used to remember all those summers listening to you. But anyway, Lee, I just want to say happiest of New Year's to you, man. I really, really am excited talking to you because I love talking to you.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you and your family, and just love you, man. I really, really brings back a lot of memories for me.
And me too.
Okay, Lee.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to everybody tonight. This is Lee Allen, and the voices that you've been hearing were recorded from another New Year's Eve program exactly 6 years ago tonight. Some of you and I are old friends from a long, long time ago. Oh, we may never have met in person, but we did meet somewhere. Some radio speaker, some radio station, some television tube. And then I know there are a lot of us who have never met at all. But tonight is going to be our big chance. Because WNIC has asked me to come here tonight, take you by the hand, and do my best to get 1983 out of here. I have invited some very close, special friends to be with me this evening here live in the studio, because New Year's Eve is the one night of the year when you want to surround yourself with very special people. So tonight, wherever you're going, whatever you're going to do, will you take WNIC with you? Will you turn it up? Can I crash your party? Will you be a part of mine? Tonight here on WNIC, we're going to open up the telephone lines in just a minute, because I'd like to talk with everybody. This is one night only for everybody. This is one night only for me. I'm not going to be back, but in just a few hours, you and I are going to look at 1984 and stare it right in the face. New Year's, midnight, a magic moment we never forget. We're going to do our best to tear this place apart tonight, have some fun, but can we spend midnight together, you and me? I don't know what power or pull that Alan Allman has, but this radio station started working on me 3 months ago just to get him a night off.
Lee, I wish I could tell you what a pleasure it is to meet you. Here is a guy who is the best in the history of Detroit radio at night.
Oh, dear.
Here he is. Right. You made us laugh, and you made us cry, and Detroit loves you. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the king, and you always will be. If you would you come back next year? Because I'd like the night off again.
Now I know the reason that he said all of that.
Happy New Year, Lee Allen. There was something about a song.
A song earlier, you were talking to a girl. You wanted to know if somebody had the original copy?
Yeah. It is a song that was written about the Lee Allen fine-toned horn.
Yes, I got it. That's right.
That was made in Pakistan by a Pakistan watchmaker.
Right.
It took 14 years to make this horn. It has been guarded all of these years. No, it's not a 45. It's a horn. And it was guarded all of these years by 17 Pinkerton men. It is insured with Lloyd's of London for over $7 million. And people, you know what? Can I tell you?
It's a 45 RPM record, and it's called Lee Allen and the Horn.
Well, I'll tell you what. I happen to have one, too, and we're going to play it in a few minutes.
Are you really good?
You know what really sets me free about the whole thing?
What?
Can I tell you?
Yes.
Here I am today. Now, I left the broadcasting business because, you know, $1.98 an hour, you can't. And anyway, I left the business in about 1967 as a full-time, you know, type thing.
Right.
Now, here I am today. I go into the office. You know, I have a little tie that I wear now, and I'm supposed to be like an advertising executive type thing. And I go into a meeting of all of these high-toned clients, and you know what they say?
What?
Listen, can you... where's your horn? Can you believe that?
Yes. Because everybody always asks you when they see you, where's the horn?
That's right. Now, what many people do is they laugh when we talk about the horn. This is a very serious thing.
That's a lovely sounding.
One of the reasons that the horn was so popular, one of the reasons I kept my job was because of the horn, not because of me. And one of the reasons it was so popular was because of its fine tone, you say.
But hey, your ashtray has a beautiful tone.
Well, the ashtray, of course, have you ever heard of the Lee Allen fine-toned note?
No.
It was aged 4 long years in wood.
Oh, no.
To make it sound good.
What's that?
Like a fine-toned note should.
What's that?
Never mind all of that. We'll get to all of that nut stuff later, but I'll play the record for you, okay?
Okay, listen, my mom and I want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and I mean that sincerely.
Happy New Year, Lee Allen.
Happy New Year to you. Happy memories. Have I got you on the line?
You got me on the line.
Okay.
Like I was saying, hey, it's beautiful to have you back. You know, like you say, for one time only, but, you know, you bring back so many memories and this kind of stuff.
What kind of memories?
Memories of Motown, you know, when they were here and this kind of stuff, you know. But, I mean, it's beautiful. I think everybody in Detroit, you know, grew up with it, and it brings back a whole lot of memories.
We did grow up with
like
it, didn't
house
we?
House parties and this kind of thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I remember when you was out at Wall Lake, you was talking about that a little bit. And it's just beautiful.
Wally, Happy New Year to you.
Okay, Happy New Year to you, Lee.
Thank you.
Let me hear your ashtray a little bit.
Well, we have to tone it up. You see, this dumb radio station puts a carpet on this floor. You can't have a carpet on the floor with an ashtray like. I'll see you later.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
Hello, Lee Allen.
Yeah, Lee.
Yes.
This is Jim Bernowski from Pontiac. How are you?
Hello, Jim from Pontiac. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. We were just recalling, sitting around here, recalling the days that we booked you out at Space Theater out in Lake Orion. You featured Freddie Cannon one night.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. How about that, everybody?
Woo!
Are you kidding me?
Freddie.
Yeah, Boom Boom.
Are you talking about the same Freddie Cannon who had such famous records as Tallahassee Lassie, Palisades Park? Is that the same Freddie Cannon?
That's the man.
So tonight, a special edition of the Lee Allen Show from out of the past. Some of the best telephone calls from last New Year's Eve, 1983. An interview with the newest, youngest, absolutely destined for Broadway talent in the country. The musical sounds of New Year's past. And you and I, together again, one more time, until 1984.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm glad you could come tonight.
Make like the Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shut out.
Call your friends, we got a New Year's party tonight here.
Make like the Mr. Meek, and you'll get cut out.
You're looking a little younger than you did last year.
Make like the little lamb, and wham, you're shorn.
They're making me work on New Year's again.
I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
What do you mean, did I bring the horn tonight? What do you mean?
Make like a Mr. Mumbles and you're a zero. Make like a Mr. Big, they dig a hero. You've got to sound your A the day you're born. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The taller the tree is, the sweeter the peach. I'll give you the whole Magilla in a one-word speech. Reach, make like the world's your pudding, but light the brandy. Even the mildest kiss is a dandy. There'll be no love in bloom come doomsday morn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The lions who come on swinging, if you want to score, roar. You can be either read to or be the reader. You can be either led or be the leader. Don't wait until you're told you're old and worn. Take in some air and get your lips puckered before you find you're simply too tuckered. I'll tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Blow your horn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Call your friends. We're going to be here till midnight tonight. And we're going to start it with the old theme song right here. From now until 1984, WNIC Radio presents
Lee Allen on the
and $1 million worth of talent. We'll call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock. I can't sing, but hear me swing. On the horn from now until the very top of the clock at midnight in Detroit. Between now and then, we'll have some of the most fantastical round ones in this big old town. We'll have something old to play, something new in review, and a couple of things to say. You find even 30 seconds you like, we'll do it again tomorrow and call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.